Hello, my name is Scott Berry. I am located in northern Minnesota in the town called Margie. I am about 40 miles south of Ontario. The town nearest to us in Ontario is Fort Frances. Today we're going to talk about the Motorola MaxTrack. That's MaxTrack. And this is a base station, or it can be used as a mobile radio. The first thing we want to talk about is how the radio is set up, and then I'll go into some detail as to how we put it together and made it work. The first thing you need to know is that the volume and on and off button are at the bottom left-hand side. You turn that button clockwise to turn it on and turn up the volume. If you keep turning it clockwise, the volume will go louder. If you turn it counterclockwise, you'll turn it down and then you'll turn it off. There is a click there when it goes on and off, and there is also a beep as with the GP300. This beep again tells you that the radio internals are working just fine. Let's talk a little more about the radio itself. Now, if you come from the on-off button up and to the right a bit, you will see a couple of buttons. Those buttons are the up and down channel, and they are vertical. So, if you look at those, on the top will be your up, on the bottom will be your down. Now, there is a note here that I'd like to make. The radio here that I have has 32 channels. So if you remember that it has 32 channels, this radio actually goes from 1 to 32 and then back to 1. So it starts at 1, goes to 32, and then comes back to 1. So it's a very easy radio to operate as long as you remember to count. When you're on 1, count up the frequencies. And then you'll see that as you count the frequencies up, you'll see that it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on and on, up to 32, and then it comes back to 1. You may also use the down arrow and go 32, 31, 30, 29, on and on. But that's really a not so great way, and the reason I say that is it's always easier to count up than it is to count down. So if you remember to use the up arrow or the up channel, that will save you a lot of time and effort. Now next to those, and down a little bit, are three buttons. On the left you have monitor, in the middle you have scan, and on the right you have select. Now monitor monitors just one channel. Scan will actually go through all the channels on this radio. Select, I haven't figured out just quite yet what that does. So we'll have to wait and see what that one does. Up above those three buttons on the bottom and to the right of the up and down channel, you will find an LED display. And this displays the channel. It displays that it's scanning. It's got a blinking light that tells you it's scanning. And there's a trick to this one. If you hit scan once, it'll actually scan. If you hit scan again, it actually turns off the scan. So it's like a toggle button, and these are all buttons. You just press them. On the back of this particular radio, on the lower left-hand side in the back, you have a special antenna plug. This is a UHF female to mini UHF male. This antenna plug will actually only accept this plug-in. Most Motorolas are equipped with this. In fact, all of them are. So you must buy this, and you may buy this from Radio Shack at www.radioshack.com, or you may buy it from an electronics store if they carry that part. Now, the next thing that you have to have for this radio is a microphone. The microphone plug-in is on the front, and it is on the left-hand side. There is a certain way that you have to put this in. As you're holding the microphone, you will feel a little button on the end of the microphone that allows you to disconnect the microphone from the jack. It's almost like a telephone jack. That little button needs to be facing to the right. This way, the microphone will actually work. It will not go in any other way at all. It is set up for one way and one way only. So that's a good thing for blind people as well and other disabilities. The other piece of equipment that you must have for this radio is a power supply. I have a 13 volt DC power supply that sits on the floor next to the table that I have the radio on. To connect this radio, it would be wise to have some sighted assistance. The way that I actually have this working is I have the wires wrapped around some posts, which are like little screws that come out of the power supply. Those wrap around the posts in a half a circle, and they must touch the posts on either side, both negative and positive.